John Rutter's Gaelic Blessing, and they're performed by the vocal ensemble The Priests, as well as the London Oratory School Choir, joined by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. That's from the Harmony recording, going back a ways now to 2009. You're with the New Classical FM. Mark Wigmore here, our daily look at the arts. The Fall Four Dance North Festival returns next Tuesday for a nearly three-week run of performances, inviting arts enthusiasts to immerse themselves in a newly envisioned interactive celebration of the festival's sixth anniversary. It is titled The Flip Side. It runs September 29th through October 18th. This will be a more personal view of the art form through unique performances and experiences. A new Netflix-style digital platform will offer free programming, including a new podcast, original series, live stream performance, and interactive encounters, such as an event featuring augmented reality and dancers. The signature live stream presentation is in partnership with Harborfront Center. It happens on October 3rd at 2 p.m. from the Fleck Dance Theater. It is the only ticketed event at Fall for Dance North and will feature some of the most influential choreographers and performers within the genre, including our guests this afternoon. You can take part by purchasing single tickets or a watch party package that comes with a virtual host, your very own, a care package, and other fun items to go with the event. Single tickets and watch party passes available now at FFDNorth.com. That's FFDNorth.com. Joining us this afternoon from Montreal, Le Grand Ballet Canadien de Montréal principal dancer Vanessa Garcia Ribala Montoya. Welcome.
Hello, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to be with you. Before we get into this October 3rd live streamed event that you're part of, tell us about this festival and why it's been important over the last 5 or 6 years and what it means to you.
Well, I think it's very important. In my particular vision, I love that it's giving a lot of diversity to different artists and different productions. And also is creating link in between artists, like is in my case right now, being able to collaborate with these amazing dancers from the National Ballet of Canada, and me being part of a different company here in Montreal. So I think it's a great opportunity to be participating.
It really is, and a wonderful selection of people performing throughout the 3 weeks, but also on this October 3rd event. You've put together a world premiere piece. It will debut on the 3rd at the Fleck Theater within Harborfront Center. You have three dancers from the National Ballet of Canada for this piece. It's titled Poema Iberica, and that's a peninsula we find in Spain, your home country. You've choreographed what I would imagine a piece to evoke that region. Is that fair?
Well, it's I was very inspired by the Spanish classical music of Joaquín Turina and Isaac Albéniz. But also because in this creation, I have featured Sonia Rodriguez as a main dancer, and both of us shared this link to Spain. So I thought it would be a good theme to explore with her, and also to be able to showcase her beauty, but also her strength. And also the two gentlemen accompanying her. Now, Piotr Estancic and Spencer Hack, they're amazing too in it, and I can't wait to see them.
So are you mixing genres a little? I mean, these are National Ballet performers, and yet we have this music of Spain and this, you know, like you say, you're sort of evoking the region and celebrating the beauty. So what is that going to actually look like from a dance perspective?
Well, I try to really take advantage of having such amazing technical, super well-trained ballet dancers.
Sure.
And rely also on their crazy ability and capacity to express artistically. I'm just in awe. Every time I was in the studio, I was just like amazed by everything they were doing. I was trying to stay quiet inside because I was like a child, you know, super excited.
It is really,
I couldn't believe
it. It is really exciting because you have this idea and you've worked out the steps and you've worked out how you want it to look, but then you get to see it through new eyes and really explore in a whole new way once you have those bodies there.
Well, definitely they bring my ideas to another complete, you know, higher level. I cannot be grateful enough. It's just amazing. And yeah, so the piece is very based on classical technique, but I am more of a contemporary dancer mm-hmm. myself. And so I try to kind of find also this common ground, a little bit more earthy, let's say, and very fluid, and mixing like very classical, delicate lines and movements with some a little more sharp and not aggressive, but stronger. Also because I am very inspired by flamenco dance
right.
For this piece. I just try to translate into a more classical form. Like Escuela Bolera, we call this in Spain. But yeah, definitely it's been very interesting to create this piece.
I was wondering if you were going to mix those two worlds, and it sounds like you are. I wish I could see it right now. That would be incredible. And musically, we're going to hear those composers you spoke about earlier?
So I chose two pieces from Joaquín Turina, mm-hmm. Danza de la Seducción, and Sambra. They're both part of the composition Danzas Gitanas. And also a very, very beautiful piece by Zach Albeniz, Córdoba. And this one belongs to Cantos de España. And I chose those three pieces because they're very different. And for me, it was like a palette of different colors and intensity. If we could like explain that.
Sure.
And I like very much the melodies, but also the way how they are expressing different emotions and the intensity of it. It's very delicate and then it's very strong and sharp and like feisty, very fierce. But also it's very delicate, very playful. I don't know. I like the diverse kind of like melodies and colors and nuances and textures. So it's very interesting combination of music, I think.
We're going to listen to music from Torina in just a moment, but I'll remind people on the 3rd as well, Red Sky Performance, South African dancing, decidedly jazz, several other groups. So we're really going to go around the world. And I guess everybody has to work together to stay safe for this performance. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, we have to comply for sure with all the health, public health measures, and in rehearsals in studio, we've been like, you know, respecting the physical distancing the most we can, and the dancers, you know, they also at the ballet they had to bubble themselves, and like, so everyone is very aware of that because, you know, safety comes first.
Yeah, you guys are like the NBA team here in the dance world. I will let people know that this is the one ticketed event. There are other free events over the 3 weeks. Once again, for the 2020 Fall for North signature program, live streamed from the Fleck Dance Theater, October 3rd at 2 p.m., you can purchase single tickets or a watch party package. All the details at FFDNorth.com. And Le Grand Ballet, Canadien de Montréal, principal dancer, Vanessa Garcia Ribala Montoya. Great to be with you. And thank you for giving us a window into what you've created here this afternoon.
Sorry?
I'm saying thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it very much. We're going to listen to music from the composer that you're working with. This is Crystal Cow in performance.